Hello, friends. Build a boat yet? Wow. I mean, none of us could have even thought or dreamed of the fact when this little Julia system that was supposed to, it formed like almost over Jacksonville, Florida, over a week ago, I think it was, and it was supposed to just kind of meander into Georgia a bit, head off the coast, spin around, and thought we were going to say goodbye to it, but the energy kept hanging and kept hanging, and then that front finally arrived here over the weekend, and look who got married. Oh, man, what a wet week. Our Monday night field hockey washed out. Yesterday wasn't as bad, so we were able to get some of the games made up and the regularly scheduled games in. Now here we are on Wednesday with another pulse of moisture. We think it's bad here. Schools were closed down in Hampton Roads today because of flooding. They had flooded roads, flooded parking lots. Several jurisdictions down there had to cancel school. I know some of you are listening going, oh, yeah, that'd been great. I don't have a problem with school closing due to snow. Have you ever driven in a flooding situation? If you have not, it is a very scary situation. Very quick story to start this edition of Central Region Now. When Tropical Storm Gaston came in late 2004, most of you remember that. Some of you may have been a little bit young to remember it. The storm had long lost its hurricane status. When it finally got to Richmond, it came here and it kind of sat for a good part of a Monday. And I was at work at the time at the job that I was working at, and I actually was supposed to be off that day and had, of all things, stayed home that morning and watched Finding Nemo with my kids. How ironic. Aquatic movie, having no idea what was about to happen to me. But they needed some help, so I went in for the afternoon. And I remember my wife calling, going, you need to get home. And I'm like, okay, I'll get this done. I'll be there soon. Looking out my window, going to training. What's the big deal? I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. It used to take me 10 minutes to get from that workplace to my home. That night, it took 1 hour and 10 minutes. I saw Staples Mill Road underwater. I tried, I don't know how many different ways to try to get home. A ramp from Staples Mill to 295 was underwater, couldn't use that. And I had to turn around six ways from Sunday to finally be able to get into my neighborhood. And my neighborhood was cut off in three different ways. One part of the main road where I live off of had a creek, and it was over its banks. So no way to get over that. The other side of the road also had a creek, and it was over its banks, so forget that, can't do that. So you think about going through a side area, and if you're familiar with the area by the Cultural Arts Center of Glen Allen, Mountain Road was completely underwater, so you couldn't go there. So I ended up heading up Mountain Road towards Staples Mill, and I got there and got through it, and then lo and behold, I think within 30 minutes later, part of the Mountain Road collapsed, and it was gone. At the bottom of that hill you hit before you go on the upward climb to finally get to Staples Mills stoplight. And so try to get on 295 one way, couldn't. Had to go into Hanover County, turn around. Try to get on 295, finally could. And had to take that to Number One Highway, to Parham Road, to Woodman Road, to a side street. And I think still had to go through some sort of standing water. Didn't want to do it, but it was either that or I was going to have to find a hotel or something. And I was in a low Mercury Cougar at the time. Don't have that car anymore. And when I got to the parking lot of my house, when I got in my driveway, I'll be honest with you, I just started bawling. I was crying. It was one of the most fearsome, one of the most scary situations ever. A usual lazy 10-minute drive home took seven times that long. And for most of it, I was thinking, I'm not going to get home tonight. I'm going to have to find somewhere to go. That's what happens when you get sudden flooding. You get 10 inches of rain in less than 10 hours. And if you've never seen the documentaries or the news reports about how downtown Richmond, Shaco Bottom, got flooded because of Gaston, go to YouTube and search it. If you're too young to remember, or you just barely remember, it's a stark and sobering reminder of how if there is a possibility for flooding, you take it as seriously as you do any other weather event. So prayers to everybody down in Tidewater that they're safe and okay. Hopefully this thing will finally spin away and we can get back to normal in all areas of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We've had several field hockey matches scheduled for Wednesday night, now postponed, including the number 2 versus number 4 battle, Midlothian at Clover Hill. That's going to be played now on October the 14th, which is a darn shame because that's a Friday night, and so attendance will be down because it's football, and you know, we'd love to go to that game, but we can't because we'll be busy. Even though the game match starts at 4, we have to be at Highland Springs High School that night at 5:30, so physically there's no way to get there, and that's a shame. Cosby, James River, not playing tonight. Atlee Verina, not playing tonight. Patrick Henry Henrico, not playing tonight. Now, as we record this podcast, we're still hoping to get Colonial Heights at Thomas Dale in this afternoon, and if so, we'll have live coverage on Twitter. And we hope to have a photo gallery from that matchup as well up by Thursday on our RVA Sports Network Facebook page. If you liked our Facebook page, RVA Sports Network, we'd love it if you would. We post scores there. We post news stories there. We also post a lot of photo galleries. That's where most of our photography work goes to. And so if you're not a fan yet and you're on Facebook, just go to just search RVA Sports Network, like us there, and you'll get coverage that you won't get on Twitter and that you won't get sometimes on our websites. And, of course, links to all of our broadcasts as well there on our Facebook page. Well, let's talk about things that are coming up. We'll talk first football because, obviously, that's on everybody's mind as we're getting now into the meat of the 2016 season. The latest NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football poll came out Monday night. And leaping all the way from number 6 to number 1, thanks to the convincing win at then number 1 LC Byrd, your new number 1 team, the Lancers of Manchester. Manchester takes over number 1. The Dinwiddie General fans are probably scratching their heads, going, I know we were idle last week. But since we were already number 2 and we're also undefeated, any particular reason why we didn't become number 1? And I think you have a legitimate gripe. And a legitimate beef, Dinwiddie fans. I really do. But you know what? Let me just say this. It's a poll in the second half of September. You want to be atop polls in November. So don't let it faze you. Don't let it worry you. You've got work to do this Friday night down in Hopewell. You go out and get that job done. So Manchester 1, Dinwiddie 2. Hermitage is at number 3. They held steady as well. LC Byrd fell down to number 4. They are now 4th in the poll. Highland Springs fell 1 to number 5, though they were idle because of the Manchester win and the shakeup in the polls. Henrico fell from 5 to 6. They are 3-0, and they fell one spot. One team that is earning a spot every week, I think this is either the third or fourth consecutive week, they've moved up one position. The Lee Davis Confederates, now 3-0, ranked 7th, and they go to Verina on Friday. Going up two spots to number 8, now 4-0, Monacan, with a big battle with LC Byrd looming in a couple of weeks. They now move up to number 8 in our poll, and they are the only team in our poll that is 4-0. Douglas Freeman, who got those 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, the last one with 6 seconds to go to beat Atlee in our game of the week last Friday night, live here on the RVA Sports Network and on WHAN Radio. They hold steady at number 9. Thomas Dale, with the big shift of Manchester moving up and some schools in the top 5 going down a bit because Manchester leaped over 4-5 teams, some other teams have done some leaping over Thomas Dale. They were idle. They're 2-1, and I think the poll is kind of starting to even things out when it comes to unbeaten versus beaten. And they were number 7. They were ahead of 3 unbeaten teams, and all 3 of those teams leapfrogged over them in the poll. So Thomas Dale, 2-1. Falls from 7 to 10, even though they were idle. The fact that Lee Davis, Monacan, and Douglas Freeman each won and remained undefeated apparently weighted more with the voters. Hopewell gets a win at Hanover, though not a convincing win. They stay steady at number 11. They got a chance to do some serious talking on Friday night. We'll talk about that in a moment. And Benedictine holds steady at number 12. They're just 2-0. They'll finally get their third game of the season in on Friday afternoon. So speaking of Week 5, let's break down Week 5 a little bit. First with our matchups, including the poll teams. Number 1, Manchester will host James River. I don't think there'll be any hangover for the Lancers. There shouldn't be. There is some youth to this team, so it's always a possibility, but I think Coach Tom Hall and his staff will be well prepared in that arena. Because James River can give you a game. James River led at Douglas Freeman 14-10 3 weeks ago with 8 minutes and 7 seconds to go before Douglas Freeman rolled off three late touchdowns to pull away with the win. So Manchester is a big step up from Douglas Freeman, I will admit. But by the same token, anything can happen. So I don't think the Lancers are going to overlook the Rapids, but I suspect the Rapids are hoping that that would be the case. Big game this week to me, other than our game of the week, obviously, and another big game in Hanover County, actually two more. Number two, Dinwiddie, back in action after their bye week. They go to Myrner Field to start Central District play against Cameron Hill and number 11, Hopewell, like I mentioned a moment ago. Blue Devils, here is your chance to make a big statement and to leap into the higher into the poll. If you can beat number two, Dinwiddie, a team that has put up a 57 48 and 70 points in their first three games. Now, admittedly, they beat three teams that are, you know, James Monroe is okay. Hanover has its issues, but if you're into comparative scoring, and I'm not, but if you're into that sort of thing, I'll give you this piece of news. Dinwiddie 57, Hanover 18, Hopewell 28, Hanover 13, both games played at Hanover within 2 weeks of each other. Frankly, that's not going to mean a thing when the Generals and the Blue Devils kick off at 7:30 down in Hopewell. Again, at Myrner Field, number two Dinwiddie, number 11 Hopewell, the only game this week that features two teams in our poll. Cat Bowl Friday in the west end of Henrico as J.R. Tucker comes to number three Hermitage for a 7 o'clock kick on Friday night. That is always a heated rivalry, even though it's been one-sided for the last 10-plus years. It's still the Cat Bowl, it's still the Panthers and the Tigers, and everybody gets psyched up for that game. Number four, LC Bird, will try to rebound. They go to Clover Hill this week. They'll be prohibitively favored there. Number five, Highland Springs, gets back to action this week. They were off last week. Will they have Jawan Carter at quarterback? Will they need Jawan Carter at quarterback? They host Armstrong, and they'll be prohibitively favored in that game. Where Highland Springs has to start worrying again is when they have their annual tilt with Atlee next week. And then it'll be a much bigger situation in question about the health of their quarterback. Number six, Henrico. This is another big game this week besides Dinwiddie and Hopewell, a battle of unbeatens. And it was a battle of unbeatens last year when Patrick Henry came to Henrico and Henrico got the win. And Patrick Henry started on that tailspin through the Capital District where they only picked up one victory. Finished 4-6 and missed the playoffs. This is a more gutsy, a more experienced Patrick Henry team, and they're at home Friday night. So this is going to be a good test for Jalen Jones and Akeem Smith and the rest of the Henrico Warriors. If they can get an impressive win on the road at a team that was down 21-0 on the road to Mills Godwin last week and found a way to come back and win 31-28, if you get a convincing win there over Patrick Henry on Friday night, that puts you in much better position in terms of the Capital District and in terms of 5A South. If Patrick Henry can get this victory, it would be a huge win for the Patriots, would probably put them into our poll next week, and also position them very well in the 5A North region. You look ahead for Patrick Henry and you think, you know, they can take care of Armstrong. That's not a problem. If they could beat a Henrico, then they could beat almost anybody else. They'll be competitive in the Capital District with everyone else. This is going to be a great litmus test for Brian Davis and his crew on Friday night. 3-0 Henrico, number six in our poll at 3-0 Patrick Henry. Number seven, Lee Davis goes to Verina. And this is an interesting affair as well. Lee Davis unbeaten, knowing they got to go through this Capital District gauntlet, and another one of the teams in 5A South that's looking at the fact that Hermitage, Highland Springs, and LC Bird all already have losses, and they're looking, Lee Davis is, Henrico is, over in the Colonial, Douglas Freeman is, they're looking and going, man, if we could run the table, and if we could go 10-0, we could be the number one seed in 5A South, and we'd have to make everybody come to us this year, rather than us having to settle for a seed between 4 and 8. And teams like Henrico and Lee Davis and Douglas Freeman, they're tired of settling for middle and lower seeds. They're tired of seeing the top three seeds automatically locked up in some combination by the Skyhawks, the Springers, and the Panthers. Well, here's your chance, guys, to start piling up the VHSL points and then maybe, you know, getting a head-to-head win against Highland Springs. And you know, Manchester and Hermitage still have to play each other in a few weeks. And if Manchester won that game and gave Hermitage a second loss, so, you know, the window of opportunity is there, but the bottom line is if you don't win your games, that window is going to shut on your fingers and it's not going to feel good. So Lee Davis's first test is against a Verina team who's going to come in now, losers of two straight. They're 1-2. They're in a similar position that they've been in the last 2 years, and each of the last 2 years, they've not been able to bounce back and get into the playoff picture and make the postseason. I suspect we'll see a very desperate Verina team on the field at home on Friday night trying to hand Lee Davis their first loss, because ahead of them is a date with Henrico, a team that ironically, even though Verina has not been in the playoffs the last 2 years, they've won the last two meetings against Henrico. So Henrico is going to really, really want to get a win over Verina. That is a step in the upper direction for that program, much less anything else about the postseason this year. So Lee Davis at Verina on Friday night should be very interesting. And again, Lee Davis may be without some players due to the altercation at against Glen Allen at home last week. Number 8, Monacan will go to Huguenot, their beautiful new stadium there, and the Chiefs will look to finish the first half of their schedule unscathed and go to 5-0. Douglas Freeman will host John Marshall on Friday and be a big favorite, I suspect, as the Rebels look to go 4-0. Remember, Freeman started 9-0 last year, then they lost to Hermitage in the regular season finale, and then they lost to Lee Davis in the first round of the postseason in the 5A South Region playoffs. Thomas Dale, again, they slipped from 7-10. That one loss to LC Bird, not looking as big as it did before Manchester's win at LC Bird. So some unbeaten teams went over them in the poll. Thomas Dale at 10, they host Colonial Heights to start Central District play on Friday. We mentioned number 11, Hopewell, hosting number 2, Dinwiddie, and then number 12, Benedictine, finally back in action. They're at home Friday afternoon, a 4 o'clock kick, and that will be against Liberty Christian. So those are the games involving teams in our NBC 12, RVA Sports Network, Big 12 High School Football Poll. But, of course, there's more than that coming up on Friday night, and that includes our game of the week. Our game of the week has got a very interesting dynamic to it. It is Hanover-Atlee week in Hanover County. And, of course, if it's Hanover-Atlee week, there's a lot of chirping on Twitter. And there has been, it took a little while to get going this week because both teams lost last Friday night. But by Monday, it had a full head of steam, and off we go. So it'll be the Hawks coming to the Raiders. And you think about it, this is a big game for the following reasons. One team's going to win, and they're going to go to 2-2, and they're going to kind of right their ship and look ahead and go, okay, we've got a solid chance to make the playoffs. And somebody's going to fall to 1-3, and they're going to stare at the rest of their Capital District schedule. And coaches, they're not going to tell their players this, but coaches are going to be looking at that schedule and kind of scratching their heads trying to figure out, okay, kind of like if you're down in the presidential race and you're trying to figure out how to get the electoral votes to win the presidency, you're going to be looking at your remaining games in that capital district and going, okay, we've got to face Henrico and Highland Springs and Verina and Lee Davis, and where are we going to pick up enough wins so that we can get into the postseason, whether it be Atlee in 5A North or Hanover in what has become an ultra competitive 4A East region this year. So huge matchup. This is the first time the teams have met in 10 years that both teams, or at least one team, did not have a record of 500 or above. And so it may not be the glossiest matchup on paper, but in terms of rivalries, it doesn't get any more heated in Hanover County. And it's one of the top three rivalries in the central region right now. It is hotter than some rivalries that you would consider to be just, you know, classic all time. For example, Hanover-Atlee has been very competitive the last five, six years. You can't say that about Birddale. Now, I'm not saying Birddale doesn't draw more people or Birddale doesn't have more history. It certainly does. Hanover-Atlee, though, in this era, in this decade, at this particular point in time, is pretty hot. And if you've never been to a Hanover-Atlee game, you don't understand. And we've covered, this will be our seventh consecutive Hanover-Atlee game including the playoff game back in 2011. So we'll start it off with the On the Sidelines pregame show at 6:30 on Friday night. I sit down with NBC 12's Mark Davis to set the landscape in the Central Region for Week 5. And then we'll kick it off at 7 o'clock. And the game of the week, of course, always heard on WHAN Radio, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM. And also online at the link at all of our websites, including HanoverCountySports.net, RVASportsNetwork.com, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. And if you have your mobile device with you Friday night at your game, take the earbuds with you. And if you don't have it, download the TuneIn Radio app. It's very easy to find at the Google Play or the Apple Store. You just type in TuneIn. It'll come up. You install that. It's absolutely free. And then once you've installed it, go to your favorites and make your first favorite, Radial. It's spelled R-A-D-I-A-L-L. R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That is WHAN's 24-hour online music channel. And you put that in your favorites, and every Friday night, you go to your favorites, you click on Radial, and there we will be with the game of the week. So I hope you'll join us for Hanover Atlee, wherever you may be, coming up on Friday night. Should be a great one, and there's a lot of ramifications with it. There's no doubt about that. And that, again, is Friday night, 6:30 on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, live online on our family of websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com, and on the TuneIn Radio app by searching Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. The rest of the schedule looks like this: afternoon affairs on Friday. Excuse me, include Fork Union at Trinity Episcopal. Titans coming off a win last week. St. Chris with a big win last week goes to Norfolk Academy, and that is a 4:30 kick. Trinity Episcopal home game at 4, by the way. Saturday, Collegiate gets back into action, and they take on Flint Hill on the road. That is scheduled to be a 2 p.m. kick. And then the rest of the Friday night schedule. Central District, Meadowbrook gets back into action after a bye week. And coming off the huge upset of Highland Springs, they get Petersburg, who fell, man, they fell just short up in Fredericksburg last week against James Monroe. So Petersburg comes in at 2-1, Meadowbrook at 1-2. We have mentioned all of the Capital District matchups coming up. In the Colonial, other than the Cat Bowl and Freeman hosting John Marshall, Mills Godwin will host Thomas Jefferson, coming off that very disappointing comeback loss to Patrick Henry, where the Patriots scored all 31 of their points in the second half and erased a 21-0 deficit. So Wesley Duggar and company will try to get back rolling against TJ, who had a good win last time out against Caroline. Glenn Allen at Deep Run. That should be a very interesting game. Deep Run gets their first win, knocking off Essex last week. Glenn Allen still searching for their first win for their new head coach. And so the Jaguars hit the buses and go and face the Wildcats. In the Dominion District, excuse me, we talked about Burton Clover Hill, we talked about James River, number one Manchester. George Wythe goes to Midlothian. Midlothian game in their effort, especially fourth quarter, against Cosby last week before falling. So the Trojans looking for their first win. That'll be at home on Friday. We mentioned Monacan going to Huguenot. Another game we did not mention in the Central District, and that is a battle of two 5A South teams that are looking to stay in the discussion in the postseason. 1-2 Metoaka and 2-1 Prince George, and that game is down in Prince George, and that's a 7:30 start. Isle of Wight is at Richmond Christian as RCS looks to stay unbeaten. Good luck to them. That is a home game, and that is also a 7 p.m. start. Goochland looking to stay unbeaten. And frankly, they've had some votes for our Big 12 high school football poll. They go to Randolph-Henry this week. Washington and Lee goes to King William. King William gets the home game. That is a 7 start. Goochland's game on the road, a 7 start. Bruton is at New Kent. That is a 7 p.m. start as well. But again, our game of the week, Hanover at Atlee. We hit the air at 6:30 and kickoff at 7. And of course, all throughout the night, as our broadcast continues, we keep you posted on scores as they come in on our Twitter network. And again, make sure you follow us on Twitter. A couple of housekeeping notes here real quick. How do you follow your favorite teams on the RVA Sports Network on Twitter? It's very simple. We do it a little differently, and this is the way we do it happened organically. Nobody sat down and had a focus group meeting and thought, okay, here's the way we want to do this. This all grew out organically. We began with our first Twitter feed in May of 2012, which was Hanover Sports, which was a continuation of the coverage that we brought in Hanover County of sports, both on WHAN radio with football. And at that point, we were then writing the sports section and continued to do so for the Hanover Herald Progress each week. And we thought, well, why not have a Twitter to get instant information out? And it was wildly successful. A little over a year and a heart attack later, we decided to move those operations also into Henrico County, and it was met with great response. And thus, Henrico Sports was born just a little less than a year, I think 9 days less than a year away from the first anniversary of Hanover Sports. At the start of the 2013-14 school year, we debuted Chesterfield Sports on Twitter, and then a little over a year later, we rebranded our broadcast efforts and our company efforts. Our parent company is still named HCS Media LLC. And we used to be known as the HCS Media Network, and we decided, no, we need a name that really more specifically outlines what we do, what the heart of our purpose is, what the heart of our operations are. And so we changed our name in October 20th of 2014, almost 2 years ago now, to the RVA Sports Network. And christened that kind of dormant. We had an HCS Media Network Twitter feed that we used to announce broadcast and whatnot, but that's about all it did. So we rebranded it as the RVA Sportsnet, and it has taken off like big guns. And it allowed us to give updates on Twitter, live coverage, etc., for the Richmond City Schools, for the Tri-City Schools, and for the surrounding county schools. It also helped us expand our coverage because, as you know, yes, the bulk of our coverage is in high school. That's our bread and butter. But we also cover a lot more than that in sports in the Metro Richmond area. We cover VCU. We cover U of R. We cover Union and State, Richard Bland, Randolph-Macon. We covered the Squirrels and the Kickers. We covered the Raiders when they were working in indoor football. We have a big working relationship with the Atlantic 10 Conference for women's basketball, as for the fourth consecutive year this coming March, the tournament returns to the Richmond Coliseum, and we offer you live coverage this year from quarterfinal Friday all the way to championship Sunday. There the first weekend in March. We will be there for that. We're at NASCAR. We're at the Sprint Cup races. So the RVA Sports Network provides you much more than just high school sports. So on Twitter, if you want to follow your favorite team in Hanover, or you want to follow sports in Hanover County, you follow Hanover Sports. If you want to do the same in Henrico, you follow Henrico Sports. And in Henrico, we cover the 9 high schools, public high schools. We also cover teams like the Stewart School, Collegiate School, teams that are in Henrico County, and community sports as well. In Chesterfield, at C Field Sports, the letter C, Field Sports, we cover all 10 public schools. We cover the private schools, Banner Christian, TPLS, Millwood School, Richmond Christian, and others. And then on the RVA Sportsnet, that's where you will find our coverage of sports outside of the high school realm. You will find coverage, of pro sports such as NASCAR, such as the Squirrels, the Kickers, etc. But you'll also get, if you're a City of Richmond fan, you're rooting for Armstrong or John Marshall or Huguenot, Tri-Cities, Petersburg, Colonial Heights, Hopewell, surrounding counties, Dinwiddie, Prince George, Amelia, Powhatan, Goochland, Louisa, Caroline, King William, New Kent, Charles City. We cover all of those schools. That is our Metro Richmond area coverage area. That's where we go. And so you follow the RVA Sportsnet. And what the RVA Sportsnet also does is that it retweets a lot of final scores and major information from our other 3 Twitter feeds. So if you want to keep up with what's happening in the suburban counties, you have a choice. You can either follow those feeds or just one feed, or you can follow the RVA Sportsnet and you'll get updates from all 4 of our Twitter feeds. So that's the way that works. And we had a question on Twitter earlier today, and I want to address it really quickly here on the podcast because it would take way too long and too many tweets to try to explain it in a tweet with a limited to 140 characters at a time. Had a Twitter follower ask us why we have not broadcasted Monikin on the RVA Sports Network yet this season. And we will briefly explain to you quickly again, that if you haven't heard it before, the difference between our coverages of football and our coverage of other sports. Our coverage of football for the last 15 years has been tied into and broadcasted on WHAN Radio, and they are in Ashland, Virginia. We covered Patrick Henry football exclusively from 2002 to 2010. When we signed on our FM at 102.9 FM in the spring of 2011, we expanded our football endeavor to its current Game of the Week format, where we cover all four Hanover County schools. But because of our commitment to WHAN and their commitment to local radio in Hanover County, that is their focus. You'll note that there is one or two Hanover County schools in each of our Friday night football game broadcasts when we are on WHAN radio. Now, when we're not on WHAN radio, as was the case the first week of the regular season, late August, where were we? We were down in Chesterfield County, because it would give us a chance to showcase other schools in football that we haven't normally don't get a chance to do. So we were at the Metoica-Manchester game. We've done Thomasdale Cosby. We did that last year. We did James River Douglas Freeman last year. We've had L.C. Byrd on the Game of the Week twice in postseason situations. So we've done a lot of coverage in Chesterfield County with football when we are able to do it. But during the weeks that we are tied in with WHAN radio, we always have to choose a game that involves one or more Hanover County schools. So it's not that we don't want to broadcast Monacan football or we don't want to spend more time south of the river. It's just contractually this is what we are obligated to do. Don't get me wrong, Hanover County fans who are listening right now going, "Whoa, we thought you loved us." I love covering the sports in Hanover County. Absolutely. And again, I have to do that as well to make sure we get the Hanover Herald Progress out every Thursday. And that's really where we, you know, got our start. So there's a special affinity. Plus, I graduated from a school in Hanover County. Some of you know which one. I won't say here to keep it, you know, the reason I don't is because I don't want people ever to think that I am biased one way or the other between any of those four schools or on any school for that particular matter. So it's not that we're ignoring Monacan or you know, Dinwiddie-Hopewell would be a great game to do this week, but I know that my buddy Jeff Butler is going to be doing that game, and if we find out how you can listen to that game, we'll pass that information along on Twitter. That's not a problem. We don't have a problem with that at all. But we try to get to as many schools as we possibly can, but we're kind of landlocked into the Capital District now from this point on until we get to the postseason. And if we get a couple of weeks into the postseason and all of the Hanover County schools are eliminated from the playoffs and Monacan or Dinwiddie or someone like that is still rolling, hey, we got no problem bringing you 5A or 4A or 6A, state quarterfinal action, state semifinal action, no problem whatsoever. And certainly, if the opportunity arises for us to broadcast live a state championship game, it has not come up yet, but if it ever does, we certainly will be glad to do it. We've done it in basketball, we've done it in baseball, and we've done it in softball. And hopefully one day we'll have one for you in football. But we also realize that, you know, our buddies Gary Hess and the gang over at Fox Sports 910, and I used to work with Gary for many years. He's a great friend of mine. You know, they have the market on it on the radio in terms of, you know, picking a school in the last few years. It's been really good for them. They've, you know, been with Byrd 3 years in a row. Then they took the ride with Highland Springs. The only game they couldn't do last year was that quarterfinal with Hermitage. And so we did it live on the RBA Sports Network to make sure that that live coverage was available. And we're very glad we did. It was one of the highest listened to broadcasts in the history of our network. So, but we know that they have a hand in all of this as well, and they've been doing it for 21 years, so they're kind of the deans, so we bow to them to a certain extent. But if there's a possibility for us to give you more playoff coverage this year, don't you worry. You know that we will do our absolute best to do so. So, a little bit longer there than I wanted to go, but it felt like it needed to be bared repeating for newer people, for freshmen in high school who are just joining us and trying to understand the Twitter network that we have. We know other people, such as the Times-Dispatch, they have their 804 Varsity page where they have all of their news, but they have their reporters, each individually have a Twitter feed as well, Eric and Lauren and Brad and Billy and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, to an extent, what they do mirrors what we do. To an extent, in that there are multiple feeds and whatnot. But it gives you the chance to follow what you want and don't follow what you don't want. Simple as that. We have a lot of people who follow one of our county feeds, because that's where they live or that's where they go to school, and they follow the RBA Sportsnet so they can get the rest of the coverage in the area. Super Six polls out Sunday night in volleyball and field hockey. Want to go over them quickly before we let you go. In boys volleyball, over the weekend, Cosby and Clover Hill went down to the Endless Summer Classic in Virginia Beach. Both teams fared well, but both teams also lost to grass field in that competition. And that one more loss, actually, it was two losses for Cosby. And even though they finished second, they ended up having to face Grassfield a second time in the final of the tournament. So they finished second overall in the tournament. But Clover Hill had a better record at the tournament, 4-1 versus 3-2. But Clover Hill finished fifth overall, so they were not playing for the championship. But that one loss did allow James River to leap over Cosby and ascend to the number one position. So James River is our new number one. By a hair, and I mean a small hair, over number two, Cosby. And just behind them, staying at number three, is Clover Hill. Now, Clover Hill and James River are set to play on Thursday night. That will be a very interesting match, because if Clover Hill can win it, then they can say we've beaten James River and we've beaten Cosby in regular season play. And so there could be more discussion and controversy about the poll come Sunday if that ends up being the case. If James River gets the win, they solidify their position, no doubt about it. Douglas Freeman is idle this week, and they held steady at 4. Atlee comes into the poll this week at 5. They get a sweep of Hanover on Tuesday night, and they have a Super 6 battle against number 6 Glen Allen on Thursday night. Atlee, Glen Allen against each other, 5 versus 6. Lee Davis fell out of the poll. In girls volleyball, Powhatan, the new number one team, moving up one notch after number two now, Deep Run, knocked off then number one Mills Godwin a week ago on our Game of the Week Tuesday night volleyball broadcast. Deep Run went up one notch to 2. Godwin fell 2 to number 3. Goochland stayed steady at 4. Atlee debuts in the poll at 5. And Douglas Freeman holds steady at 6. Lee Davis falls out after that three-game losing streak, and then it went to 4 last night with Patrick Henry winning at Lee Davis on a fantastic Game of the Week girls volleyball broadcast we had last evening here on the RVA Sports Network, or Tuesday night, depending upon when you're listening to this podcast. So our Super 6 girls volleyball poll looks like this. Powhatan, Deep Run, Mills Godwin, Goochland, Atlee, Douglas Freeman, Lee Davis drops out. And if you're asking why Powhatan over Deep Run, they did play each other at the Virginia Volleyball Showcase, and Powhatan got the win. Field hockey Super 6 poll, very little change this week after a whole lot of action last week. Deep Run goes to Prince George, wins in an overtime thriller. Then they go to Atlee and they shut out the Raiders. They stay number one. Midlothian holds steady at 2. Douglas Freeman steady at 3. Clover Hill, the night that Deep Run beat Prince George, Clover Hill hosted Cosby, gave them a 1-0 lead, and then came back and won 2-1. And so the Cavaliers move to 4th in our poll. Prince George drops to 5th, and Cosby hangs on at number 6. Maggie Walker, Atlee, James River just outside of our poll. And again, our Super 6 polls are Virginia High School League affiliated schools or public schools only. And unfortunately, that Midlothian Clover Hill number 2 versus number 4 matchup scheduled for tonight rained out. It will be on October the 14th. So ahead the rest of this week, there's a good girls volleyball matchup on Wednesday night as number 3 Mills Godwin hosts Glen Allen at 7 o'clock. In field hockey, St. Catharines goes to Metoica. It's going to be a very tough test for the Warriors on Thursday afternoon. Number 5 Prince George comes to Atlee for a match at 5 p.m. That one should be a good one. And we mentioned boys volleyball. Number 1 James River at number 3 Clover Hill Thursday night. Number 5 Atlee at number 6 Glen Allen. And that is also Thursday night. Both of them start at 7 p.m. Would be remiss if I not mentioned on Friday, other than, of course, our football action, collegiate at St. Catharines girls volleyball on Friday evening. That'll be a good matchup, and that one starts at 5:45. So as we get set to put a wrap on this edition of Central Region Now, how's your football teams doing? How's your fantasy team doing, huh? What do you think of college so far? Wow. We have an early Heisman favorite at Louisville, no doubt about that, but I think Christian McCaffrey will have something to say about it before the season is all said and done. He needs to have a big game against UCLA this week, though, because it's on a national television stage, and Stanford doesn't get as many of those stages as an ACC team does. Florida State, not worried about them. They will bounce back. Was very impressed by the words of former Atlee standout Alec Eberle in a post-game interview that we saw online and tweeted out on Hanover Sports back on Monday. Florida State will still be in the bowl picture. They may not be in the college football playoff picture this season, but they have a lot to play for and a lot to build upon. For the University of Virginia, I know UVA fans, it's tough right now, but I do feel like you've got the right man at the helm, and it's going to take some time. But once you make that turn, I would rather hire a coach, and it take a while to make the turn, but when I made the turn, it was for keeps, then hire a coach that can come in, do some flash in the pan work, make your team look better than they are. You get a few wins, you get your hopes up, and then it all comes crashing down because the foundation wasn't built. And I think we're seeing foundations built both at UVA and at Virginia Tech. For Richmond fans, don't fret. There's a long way to go in the season. I know you did not expect that loss to Stony Brook. A lot of us didn't expect that loss. But again, if you're going to have a tough loss, get it done in mid-September. Don't let it happen in early November. We all know in the poll system how that works out. And that if you're going to have your loss, lose early. Right, Alabama last year? and in the National Football League, just a couple of quick thoughts. I'm very happy that my Giants are 2-0. But Philadelphia and Carson Wentz don't look half bad. And that could be an interesting two-team race. And I know Cowboy fans right now are yelling, hey! I don't have a lot of hope for the Redskins. So while it is good to come to your arch rival and get a win on the road like that, it doesn't necessarily mean that Dallas is going to end up 11-5. Let me put it that way. As for the Redskins, I think a lot of people are panicking way too fast. But I also think that there is probably more finger pointing going on in the locker room already. And I never thought that Kirk Cousins was worth the long-term contract. I kind of look at Kirk Cousins like I look at Ryan Tannehill down in Miami. A serviceable quarterback, but you're never going to win with him. And I think by the end of the season, Redskins fans, they're going to have a reality. And thank God we didn't give him this long-term contract and we're stuck with him for 5 years. But then the reality is, who else do you have? What else can you do? That's a very, very stark reality for several teams right now at the quarterback position. You think about it. Yeah, I know the Rams beat the Seahawks. Rams always find a way to beat Seattle here lately. Hard to believe Russell Wilson's 4-5 all time against now Los Angeles. But they haven't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks, and their number one draft pick was a quarterback. And he's sitting on the bench. He's got the earbuds on, and he's learning. And that used to be the way it always was. You were a number one draft pick, and you sat behind the veteran for a couple of years, and you learned the ropes. And the only way you got in is if the veteran got hurt. But, you know, in the last 20, 25 years, that's not been the case. We started seeing a change back in the 80s into the 90s to where you're the number one pick, and we need a quarterback. Well, you're in. And some of them could handle it, and some of them could not. And for some, it ruined their careers, and they ended up being either journeyman quarterbacks or they weren't in the league very long at all. Ryan Leaf, Tim Couch, Jamarcus Russell, Jeff George in 1990 ended up being a serviceable quarterback. He played for 7 or 8 teams, but he was never that big guy that was going to take your team to the promised land. So I know it's a crapshoot right now, but, you know, you look at Jared Goff on the sideline, you think, okay, how long is it going to take? Because now it's a new mentality about all of that. They're like, why isn't he playing? Why are we playing Case Keenum? So lots of interesting questions 2 weeks into the season. We didn't even touch the New England Patriots situation. Interesting, interesting, interesting. NASCAR, the chase, well underway. Second race coming up this weekend. And Martin Truex Jr. already has a spot in the next round, the round of 12 that begins a couple of weeks from now. Ahead for us, Friday Night Football, Hanover at Atlee on our Game of the Week. Next Tuesday night on our YouTube channel, Boys Volleyball, it'll be Patrick Henry at number 5 Atlee. And that's a 7 o'clock start on next Tuesday night. Our Game of the Week football a week from Friday is Patrick Henry at Hanover. Will the Patriots be 4-0? When they go to Hanover, is it possible they could win at home and knock off number 6 in Ryko this Friday? Could Hanover be 1-3 when they come into that game if they don't win at Attlee on Friday night? Lots of questions still to come, and we'll be there for you every step of the way. RVA Sports Network presents Central Region Now, an exclusive podcast presentation, he said easily, of the RVA Sports Network and solely intended for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of Central Region Now and any of our broadcasts without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Remember, we give you highlights of the game of the week every Friday night on Clamor on Twitter. We give you the biggest plays each Friday night right after the game is over on our Twitter feeds. And, of course, the final word on Football Friday is Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Our next podcast will drop just after midnight on Friday night, so you'll get all the interesting information, scores, highlights, stats, etc., from Week 5 of high school football. If you're up late, join us then. If you have cashed your chips in for the night, hey, first cup of coffee Saturday morning, go to rvasportsnetwork.com, stream the podcast, and catch up on everything you missed with Friday Night Football. Rob Witham saying thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. We will talk to you live Friday night, 6:30, from Attlee High School, on WHAN Radio 102.9 FM and live on the RVA Sports Network.